Good morning. What a beautiful morning and crisp it is out there. And nice and bright lights in here. I was going to try to say something clever about, I'm not sure if I like them or not, because then I can see your faces better, but I'm not going to say that. So, but no, it is nice to have new lights in here and stuff. But what a light show that was last night at Wessington. I hope you guys got to enjoy that one. That was pretty cool with the lights. You guys know how to do Christmas around here. It's pretty neat with everything going on and the concerts the school does and stuff like that. Pretty neat stuff going on to celebrate Christ's birth. We had a Christmas fairy, you could call her, or him. We don't really know. I'm assuming it's a her because they came and decorated the church. And we are looking for a church decorator. Cindy Oakley served us for a while doing that, and we really appreciate that. And if you want to be a church decorator, talk to somebody, and they'll point you in the right direction to find whoever that is. So we need somebody to take over that if you like doing that. And if you were the person that did that last week, that would be great. So for announcements too, today, we have the church verse for 2024. The last day to turn those in for the elders in the elders' box is today. So we can go over those in our elders meeting on Thursday if you guys have those. You don't have to be an old person. You can be a kid too, and you might have a good suggestion for that, so do that. Today is the rehearsal for the Christmas program during the Sunday school hour in here. So if you are part of the Christmas program, be in here. I'm not sure where the other class is meeting for Sunday school. You don't know either? Okay, cool. You'll figure it out. Talk to Clint. So that is today. Then the Sunday School Christmas program is next week on December 17th. And we are also looking for people to make cupcakes for fellowship time because the Christmas program is entitled The Christmas Cupcake, the sweetest story ever told. So we need somebody to make some cupcakes. If you would like to serve in that way, talk to Lori Freemark and she can coordinate with that with you. Then also that night next week, we are having Christmas caroling, and the youth group will be joining that as well. So come on in. We'll have some fun and sing and come back for soups and sandwiches. And if you would like to bring some, there is a sign up in the foyer for that. Then also the ladies wrap it up event is the next day on Monday here at the church on December 18th. And then the Christmas Eve service, December 24th, is here at 5 o'clock. And the love offering for Jim Odegaard for the Thanksgiving Eve service is in the bulletin as well. So any other announcements today? If not, we're going to go to our call to worship today. And it's from Psalm 96, 1 through 4. It says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. His marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and great to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods."
Well, good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. We're going to sing together number 133. If you'll look in your hymn books or up on the screen, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," number 133. If you'll stand with me, please.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus of Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Very good singing. If we take this time to greet one another and wish them a happy Advent. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the church body. Just a couple of ones that I've had. This past Friday, Deb Nye's mom, Paige, passed away. Her service is going to be here on Tuesday morning at 9, and the church family is invited to attend if you're able. There will be no prayer service on Monday. The service is early on Tuesday so that the family can head out for burial out by Piedmont. So we extend our condolences to Deb, her family, and their extended family. Also, this week, June sent a note that her brother Chuck had down in Oklahoma had fallen, broke his pelvis. Is he still in the hospital? Wonderful.
The pelvis is all in place, so they don't have to do surgery. And one of the things that she's so grateful for is that the camper place that they were in was like $76 a day. And when she went to the manager and told him what was going on, he gave him a really good price for a month.
Wonderful. Well, it is great, not great that he was injured, but great to see how God works through all the details. Chuck, if you didn't hear, June's brother will, once he's out of the hospital, have 6 to 8 weeks of rehab in a nursing home, but they were able to get a pretty good deal for the campsite that they're at, and his wife Diane does appreciate the prayers. Also, extend condolences to Sherry Edwards' family. She was a cook at the Hitchcock Tulare School District. She passed away this week, and we extend condolences to the Edwards family. Are there any other prayer requests or praises for this morning? Yeah, Dean. Yesterday, we were dealing with wind and cold, but the folks down in Tennessee, close to Nashville, they had tornadoes go through, and Dean's nephew Jeremy, their house was hit, destroyed, or a significant amount of damage, and they are not the only ones. So we'll be praying for the folks in Tennessee, especially loved ones, but as they pick up pieces for today and start looking what the future will hold. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Bonnie.
I talked with Corrine, and she was telling me how blessed she was by our church. And she said, having that, she just couldn't express how much to mention her and the delivery of this
The Thanksgiving offering went to the Odegaard family, and I was able to deliver the check to Corrine, and she was, I don't think she was anticipating the size of the check. And it is fun to deliver good news, but I did mention also it came with no strings attached other than we'll keep praying for them. And so just continue to pray for Jim and Corrine. Jim is at the Highmore nursing home. So any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Andy.
Andy and I'd like to say that our family is going to 5 in June.
5, okay.
Okay.
Well, there's another couple in here that has twins, so I
just
one, okay. See, that's why I always told the kids I was the Bible teacher, not the math teacher. So, any other, and we praise God for the news, and we'll pray for the days and months ahead. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for this time of year. As we look around the church and our community, we see the signs that it is Advent, and it is easy to get caught up in the busyness of all the programs and events. Many of them are not only showcasing talents and abilities, but showcase the true meaning of Christmas. But yet in the busyness, we can lose sight of the great impact that in sending your son to come and accomplish what we could not do. It is also easy to look at Jesus in a manger and see the innocence and remember, especially those of us as parents, remember our children at the newborn stage. And yet we also understand the outcome of his coming, that he did come to be obedient even to the point of death on a cross. We thank you for his and your indescribable gift. And Father, as we go through this season of the year, I pray that we would take advantage to be a witness for you, not only in our actions, but also in our words of telling people, maybe reminding again of the great blessing of the Christmas account. Father, we do lift up the requests of our congregation. We pray for Deb and the Winkler family with Paige's passing. We are grateful that her hope was secured in Christ. May that be a source of strength for the family. Give them wisdom and patience with one another, as well as safety and travel with everyone coming in for the service, but also for going out west for the burial. We thank you for the legacy that her and her husband have established in the family, and we pray that you would be an ever-present help in wrapping your loving arms around Deb and her family. Father, we also pray for the Sherry Edwards family with her passing, and that you would bring comfort, that you would use your church to be able to come alongside of them, and with their sudden passing as well as their co-workers. It is a difficult time for all and for the school district. Father, we lift up June Ohm's brother, Chuck, that you would, and his wife, Diane, as they are grateful for how quickly things are healing, but as well as for details coming in place. But we do pray for the weeks ahead that you would, as the great physician, heal. Father, we also lift up those in the Tennessee area, especially around Nashville, with the tornadoes that came through, for Dean's nephew, Jeremy, that you would give them wisdom. We are grateful for preserving their life, and for things we ask that you would help replace, and not only in their lives, but in those around, that the local churches and the extended body of Christ would be able to come alongside those that have lost so much. Father, we also lift up Jim and Corrine Odegaard, and grateful for the opportunity of providing a tangible gift of our concern for them, but also we pray that you would be an ever-present help in walking with them through this time. And we are grateful for the news from Andy and Maggie with an addition to their family. We pray for health for both Maggie and the baby for the weeks and days ahead. Thank you that you give us the signs that life continues and that families grow, and the opportunities we have here as a church to minister to the whole family. Pray for our Sunday school department as they practice today and the presentation of next week, for each of the ones that are going to be a part, that they would not only enjoy, and we are grateful for the leaders of coming alongside of our students. We pray for our Club Rock ministry, for our youth group, to be able to minister to the youth of our community and the surrounding communities. Father, we lift up the missionaries that we support. We focus on Andrew and Marissa this month. We pray for them as the semester winds up at Frontier, that you would give Andrew the wisdom as he guides the men and the RAs, that you would give safety in the students' travels, as well as for Andrew and Marissa for this season of the year. We pray for their family, that you would continue to provide for them, and for their health, but also for wisdom in raising their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Father, we ask that as we look at the world around us and we are concerned with the events, that you are not. You have everything under control. Help us to trust you, that the unrest that we see, not only in Ukraine and in Israel, but around the world, that you will bring it to your plan, and part of that plan is for us to be your witnesses. Father, we thank you for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Janelle. I certainly appreciate the time, dedication that you put into your practice and the music you put together for us. We're glad to see you all here this morning. It is starting to feel a little bit like winter. It's tis the season, I guess. Just thinking of the different needs that we have around, I'm grateful that I can experience and see God's love. But more than that, how we can watch our congregation and our community come together to help each other. You know, that's what we're called to do, but it's pretty neat to be able to see people actually do that, and to be a part of that as well. And it can be overwhelming, but yet it's a blessing, and it's something that it's a way that we can bless each other is through helping. And it's just pretty neat to see that we do that and answer that call. Let's stand and worship a little bit this morning.
Thank you.
You can be seated for this next song.
Your love will always. Love for us that caused you to send your son, and thank you for his willingness to come. And we thank you for the reminder in the lyrics that we sang that there was nothing good in us that prompted that gift. There's nothing that we could do to deserve it, but because of your great love for us, you sent your son. And we thank you for that. We thank you for the gift of forgiveness of our sins, the gift of eternal life. We thank you for this season of the year and the reminder that it is of that wonderful, indescribable gift. In Jesus' name we pray.